listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
If you're just joining us today, we are talking about some great getaways in and around the Pacific Northwest. And first up, I've got Greg Parrish, co-owner. Greg and his wife Jeannie own a wonderful mountain paradise. It's a getaway that just can't be beat. It's called River Dance Lodge, and it's located in Leavenworth. And Greg, I got to tell you, you have created, oh my gosh, you guys built the most beautiful place. When did this all begin?
Well, we started this, as far as the lodge goes, we started building about 3 years ago. So it was in 05, early in 05. We finished in 06, and we're just finishing up our second year, so getting ready to start our third year in business.
We are talking about just the most beautiful lodge. In fact, you guys have been, what'd you get, top 10 for Sunset Magazine in 2007?
We did. We got top 10 from Sedona to Vancouver.
Wow.
Nicest, one of the nicest vacation homes in the country. So that was the whole idea when we built it. We wanted every turn, everything that you looked at to be something special.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I have to, let's start with the story when you and your son Josh and honey were searching, what was this, about 1988? You were looking at property there in Leavenworth. How did that all begin?
Well, it did begin when my son was born. He was about 6 months old,
yeah.
And I had been in the lodging business. I had partners and had started Mountain Home Lodge in Leavenworth.
Which I absolutely love, the one that you take the snow cat. We've done shows all about Mountain Home Lodge.
Yeah, and it's a great facility. And when I did that, I had the idea of wanting to do luxury vacation homes, where families would have privacy or small groups would have more privacy, but have a very wonderful experience and something unique where they could kind of be off by themselves and do their own thing without having to worry about other staff or owners and that kind of thing.
And you guys just kind of wandered into, I was reading the story where you and Josh and your golden lab, honey, were just sort of like, you know, wandering through the trees and the bushes and the cottonwoods and landed upon this oh my gosh, this meadow.
Yeah, we did a lot of hiking, and so I was backpacking him everywhere.
Yeah.
And we'd seen an ad in the paper on this property for sale, and I kind of knew the area. So we wandered down here and started hiking around, and it was early in the morning, and we came through a dirt road, down a dirt path, and through some cottonwoods and some brush, and walked into a beautiful 60-acre meadow at the confluence of the Icicle and Wenatchee River.
I know that area very well because I lived over there right around that time and worked for the Leavenworth Ranger District there. And so I traveled, you know, through a lot of those areas you're talking about right now.
Well, then you know how gorgeous it is. We have a west-facing view with mountains all around and just so much wildlife. We're close to town. We're only a mile and a half from town. But it's the first wildlife preserve area that really is. You see a lot of animals there all year round. So.
And, you know, speaking of animals, I know that that area is phenomenal for the bird watching. I mean, you're going to spot, oh my gosh, bald eagles. You've got ducks in there. You've got everything.
Yeah, we do have everything, and it's almost daily. We go, what is that bird? What's that bird? I mean, it's always a different one that shows up.
Yeah, we should mention that you are located on East Leavenworth Road, and as you said, you're so close to town. I mean, this is what's so perfect about your area and your destination is, you know, you're just a couple miles from town, so it's so convenient. But yet you feel like you've sort of traveled into another world.
That's true, and it is the convenience. And a lot of people, when they call up and make reservations, the first thing they ask is, how close to town are you?
Mm-hmm.
It's oftentimes they end up staying some places 30 miles away, and they didn't realize that it was going to be that far from town. But we're very close, and being on the confluence of the Icicle Wenatchee River during the summertime, one of the fun things to do is go tubing down the river and tube to Leavenworth.
Oh, I love it there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a blast, and people have so much fun in the water, and the water's not real deep, and during the late summer, early fall is a perfect time for that.
Well, I love that area, too, because there's so many different parts of, as you know, parts of the Wenatchee River, you know, they're going to be a different class rating. And so it's such a, you know, the tubing trips in that little neck of the woods are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
really
a lot of fun. And right now the salmon are running. We have the King Salmon Run. We have the first salmon hole on the Icicle River, so all the salmon have to pass by us first.
Oh, my gosh.
Yesterday, I caught a salmon that was about 25 pounds.
You're kidding. Now, were you fly fishing or?
No, we use herring and a double hook, and we show people how to fish if they don't know how. And we have some tackle that we hook people up with, so to speak. And so it's a lot of fun. And when you hook a big fish like that, to me, that's just one of the greatest Northwest adventures is to catch a king salmon.
That is just such an adventure. And does your son fish as well, Josh?
He does. He gets up here and we fish together. And this is really, we're probably the least known fishing place in the state.
You're right.
With the salmon run right now, people are starting to figure it out. And I hear that you have salmon running through there. And
yeah,
we do. And they're bright and they're wonderful and they're good fighting fish. And so this year we've been busier with that than we have in past years.
You see, that's why you probably still have them, because not everybody knows about it.
Yeah, it's like the best-kept secret.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of the best-kept secret, let's talk about your beautiful place, because we're talking about a million-dollar retreat here that you guys have just turned into your own private paradise for families. And, you know, I just think for groups, families, this is just absolutely unbelievable. So let's talk about the different features of the place, because it is so unique. And that's the reason you got top 10 in, you know, Sunset Magazine, because the design is just, it's really special. And now, how many people can stay in the home?
We've had up to 14. We're comfortable with 10 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
14 starts pushing the boundaries a little bit there. I think with any facility that's special, you start with a view.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The natural surroundings are just incredible.
I mean, the river, the snow-capped mountains, my gosh.
Yeah, I couldn't go wrong. I could have built a shack there, and it had been successful just because it's such a wonderful spot.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot go wrong with the location that you're in there and the view. And speaking of the view, I'm thinking from that master bedroom from the jacuzzi in there, your master suite, you have got to just be in heaven.
Oh, it's beautiful. Every window in the lodge looks out to a different scenery. The main windows look out to the river and the mountain views, but we have pasture views and meadow views and then the foothills. So wherever you're at, it's gorgeous to see the different views out of every window. And we have comments from guests all the time that talk about that gosh, every window you look out, it's something different.
It is.
Totally different view, and it's just gorgeous.
And it's so true. Let's talk about that kitchen that you have. I've been hearing stories about your chef's kitchen with the basalt counters and stainless steel. I mean, it's just...
Well, we went all out with the lodge. We wanted to make everything that people saw and everything people touched just as try to compete with the view if we could.
Mm-hmm.
So the lodge has two kitchens, and the lodge is actually divided into two separate living areas that combine into one. So the upstairs serves as a living area and has a kitchen and a laundry and a theater room. The kitchen is a chef's kitchen, and it is beautiful. With basalt countertops and stainless and gas stove, and great for two or three people to get in and cook. One of the favorite activities is people hire in a chef. We have two chefs that we work with in Leavenworth, and either one will come and throw a party for a party of 10. And it's very reasonable and usually much better than you can get going out for dinner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then you've got an outdoor hot tub that is probably the crowd goes nuts for as well.
Oh, yeah. Hot tub's a hot spot. And, of course, the sauna. You know, everybody likes the sauna. A lot of people do. We have three decks there. There's a large family deck downstairs with a dining area and the hot tub and the sauna. And then upstairs there's two decks. One is for the barbecue deck and a eating area.
How many square feet do you have there?
About 3,000 feet.
Now, there's what, then, three bedrooms, or how many?
There's three bedrooms, and then there's the theater room that acts as a bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And then we have another family room downstairs, and there's a second kitchen downstairs as well. So the downstairs has its own family room, kitchen, two bedrooms, and laundry.
Well, it sounds like, you know, if you're doing a family reunion, you know how sometimes those family reunions can be where, you know, there's maybe some that want to keep off to themselves, or maybe there's been a little bit of tension going on. It sounds like you can have that, your own space, and, you know, have the experience as well, all together, and, you know, everybody's the perfect world there.
There, it really is. There's lots of space indoors and outdoors. And that's one thing I like about it is I'm a private person, and I wake up early, and I like to make coffee and not disturb anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so having the two kitchens for a lot of people works out great. Just keeping it simple but keeping it relaxed. The backyard that goes to the river, there's 200 feet of a backyard down to the river, so there's a lot of room there to play Frisbee or volleyball. And then, of course, down at the river, there's a camping area for the fire pit. So,
oh, my gosh. You've got it all.
It's for everybody.
You've absolutely got it all. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And it sounds like just such a perfect private getaway on the river there for whether it be group or family reunion or what kind of thing that you're looking for. The number for Riverdance Lodge in Leavenworth is area code 509-668-1145.